Okay, we are on Kuf Yud Beis and the Beis. Shlosha Dvarim is at the 10th wide line. Shlosha Dvarim. We just did the items that Rabbi Yishmael told Rebbe, the three items. Now we're up to another three items. Shlosha Dvarim, Siva, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. Three things that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda told Rebbe. Altezi Yechidi Balayla, don't go out at night. V'al Tamod Bifnei Haner Arum. Don't stand in front of a candle, a room, without clothes. And don't go into a new bathhouse. Because maybe the floor will cave in. It's new. It's not sturdy yet. And you might fall through into the water. Arkama. Until when is it considered new? Until 12 months. Don't stand in front of the ner arum, naked. Titania. He will become epileptic. He's mishamish mitaso in front of the nair. He will have children who are nichpin, who are epileptic. Tanur Rabbanan. First, we're finishing today's daf, and then we'll move on to tomorrow's. Tanur Rabbanan. Mishamish mitaso al mita shetinok yashin aleha. Somebody's mishamish mitaso, and there is a baby on the bed at the same time sleeping. Oso tinok nichpe. That tinok will become sick. That's only if the child is less than a year old. But more than a year old, it's not a problem. And that's only if he's by the foot of the bed. Because at the head of the bed, it's not a problem. And that's only if nobody has their hands, he doesn't have his hand on the baby. But if he does, it is okay. This is all al pi Kabbalah. We don't understand it. There are certain inyani tznius that come up when a child is not supposed to be in the room and one is with one's wife, even a baby. But this other items are at the head of the bed, the foot of the bed, putting one's hand on the baby. So that is all up in Kabbalah. Pretty shouldn't go out alone at night. It says in the Brisa, you shouldn't go out alone at night. Not on Tuesday and Friday nights. Because Agris Basmachlis goes out then. She's a type of evil demon. 18,000 destructive angels go out these nights. And each one has the power of destruction themselves. Originally, they were out every night. One time, this head, what's her name? Agus Basmachlis met Rabbi Chanina Bedosa. Amr Le Ilav the Machmazir Alach Berakia has Hizaru Bechaninu, but Taraso Sakantich. If they wouldn't say great things about you in heaven, I would kill you right now. But they say you're such a chashiv guy, so I can't touch you. Amr Leisi says back to her, Ichashivna Berakia, if I'm such a chashiv person in Shemayim, Gozer Ani Alechash Lo Tavri Bishav Olam, that I say you shouldn't be able to have any power, and they should get rid of you if I'm such a chashiv guy. So Amr Leisa, she says back to him, Bebatusaminach, excuse me, Shavakli Ravcha Perta, leave me a little space. Don't destroy me for eternity. Shavak La, so he left her, Leili Shabbasos for Leili Revio. So she had Tuesday and Wednesday nights. Vesuchad Azimna, another time, Pagame Babaya. She met Abaya and a similar conversation took place. Amr Leil Avdim Mechuzi Alach Barakia, Hizaru Benachmein Yivsaraso, Havisakantich. If they wouldn't say in Shemayim, be careful with Abaya, and don't mess around with him, so I would put you in danger. Amr Leil, Chashiv de Barakia, if I'm such a chassid person in Shemayim, goes running out like Hishlo Tavri Bishal Olam. Then they should get rid of you totally. Period. End of conversation. Hakachadida Davra, asked the Gemara, but we see that she is out, so what happened with Abaya's statement? Nachmeni, by the way, is Abaya. So Amri, the Gemara answers, Hani Gazyasaninu. Those demons that we see on Tuesday and Friday nights, those are just low-level demons. Rashi says they're from the Shvilei Hakramim. They're alley demons. They're not from the main type of demons. The Shanti Susai Vaasi Davilhu. They lost their horses and they're going to find them. Meaning they're not on the main. They're not on the main path to do destruction. They're just demons who are there for some other reason, and that is why they are there, but not really the main one, which Abaye was talking about. Okay, now we get to today's daf. Amalei Ravler of Asi. More statements that some Rabbanim said to each other. Don't live in cities where horses don't bray, and dogs don't bark. Why is this? So today's going to be a Ben Yehoyada day on Amud Aleph. So on the Ben Yoyada here says, because let's say if you have a city with a wall, okay, that's protected. But a city without a wall, so robbers and bandits listen for animals at night. If they hear animals braying or barking, they're not going to come, because they're going to assume that those animals are there to watch. So here, that's what he says, don't live in a city without horses and dogs that make noise to ward off the attackers. V'yatadar be'ir deresh masa asya. Don't live in a city where the head of the city is a doctor. Asya. Asya is the medical journal in Israel. Asya. Right? Asya is a doctor. So why is that? So there's a Rashbam and a Ben Yoyada. The Rashbam here says, first wide line, he's going to be too busy. He's on call every other night. He's going to be too busy or be taking care of people's health, so he's not going to be able to be osik b'tzarchi tzibur. That's one idea. The Ben Yoyada has another idea where he says, not because he's busy, because why did the Gemara shouldn't pick on doctor? The Gemara should say, you know, you shouldn't have a businessman who's the head, because he's going to be too busy. We have a businessman in New York, right? You shouldn't have a busy person. So why dafka a doctor? So he says, different pshat. He says, Nira liyatam, ki harofe misnahig b'shaos hayom b'halayla al pi mishpatei refua. A rofe is very into germs, and very into all the refuas. And this is a good time to go out of my house, and this is a bad time to go out of my house. And heim bezman ha'achil is a good time to eat. Heim ba'avir shetamid yachshov ata ha'avir mitzunan harbe ocham harbe. It's too hot. It's too cold. I have to stay in my house. I'm going to get sick. The wind is blowing. He has all these worries. There's all these worries about going out, getting a Ke'ev Rosh, getting a Mechash Kal, and therefore he's going to be mevatel his hashkacha on the city, on the town, because he's worried about his own health. Because he knows so many diseases and sicknesses. So that's why Ra'i Sha'arosha Mashkiach, listen to this lashon, a true leader. Ra'i Sha'arosha Mashkiach Lo Yitza'aruhu. Nothing should stop him from going out and taking care of the city. Ha'geshem v'achom v'ashara v'haravon v'atzimon v'hayagia v'hatorach v'yorutz kesus b'izkei tzibur b'chol eishi yizdamin lo esek. He's got to just go out and do what's good for the good of the people, for the people. Forget about his own health. That's what it says a leader has to do. Obviously, he can't do it. He has to take care of himself a little bit. But says the Ben Yoyada, that's the pshat. You can't have a doctor. He's going to be too worried about all his health. You might say otherwise. Sometimes a doctor knows enough, so he's not worried about certain things, about going out. But this is what the Ben Yoyada says, that not like the Rashbam, that it's going to be not b'kavana. He's going to be so busy with helping other people getting better, so that he's not going to have time for the iskei tzibur. Ben Yoyada says on purpose. He's not going to go out because he has too many worries. Two pshatim of Dereish Masa Asya. Next, V'lo Tinsiv Tarti, you shouldn't marry two women. I guess this is even pre-Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. Inas V'Tarti, Inas V'Tlas. And if one marries two women, he should marry a third woman. Meaning, and is this back to Zugos? No. Rashi and the Rashbam say, the reason is because you shouldn't marry two, because maybe they'll gang up against you. Shema Tisya Etzna Alecha Ra. And but the third, Shetisya Etzna, the three are going to be able to keep a secret. So the third one is definitely going to be a Megalit, so therefore that is okay. So when Ha'ara that the Poskim explain, marrying two women or any of the other Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom might not have been a Lechatchila even before Rabbeinu Gershom. Even before, 1,000 years ago, you know, to divorce one's wife, Bakarcha, reading other people's mail. Well, we were allowed to read other people's mail before Rabbeinu Gershom. All of a sudden, Rabbeinu Gershom came along and said, don't read people's mail. Sounds like it should be us even beforehand. So I heard it from Rav Shechter and others, and they say, no, even beforehand, some of these things were usher. It wasn't good. Chayra means we put a curse on you that a person should drop dead. That's what a chayra means if you look in the Gemaras. A chayra means he is excommunicated. And unless he does tshuva, then he shouldn't continue. But a lot of these things might not have been a good idea even beforehand. So here too, Vlotitz of Tarti might even be without, this is the Gemara, obviously. So it's without, even before Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay. Amalei Rav L'Rav Kahana, Hafoch b'nevilta v'lotefoch b'mili. You should turn over and deal with Nivela, dead bodies of animals, velotefach b'mili, you should not have a lot of words. What does that mean? A number of pshatim given. The Me'iri here says, lo yehe adam kazvan v'hadrayan. Means you should have a pshor nevelta b'shoka, you should have a regular profession, and velotefach b'mili, don't turn over your words. Meaning, don't lie and go be somebody who people know as somebody who always goes back on their words. Be mahapich, but avela, don't be mahapich your words. That's the phrase. Or v'yesh mefarshim shlo yeh marbe b'dvarim general. Don't be marbe b'dvarim from the lashon hafochba v'hafochba. that usually means do a lot in this area. So lo tefa b'mili, hafokba, meaning in Torah, but don't be mefa b'mili, don't talk a lot in your words. And finally, the last shot, again, the ben yoyada, lo tefa b'mili, is if one is a salesman, he has to be very careful. Because tefa b'mili, you're talking all day, trying to get people to buy something, sometime you could throw something in there that is not so honest. Kibun sha sirsur over al kol eila kede ligmar ha mekach ula kabal schar sirsur is shalo. One has to be very careful with salesmen, says the Ben Yoyada. So if somebody is a salesman, one has to know and be extremely honest in everything that he says and does. Lo tefach b'mili. Continues the Gemara. Pashut nevel ta b'shuka v'shakel agra. Somebody should be dealing with nevelas in the marketplace and take schar for it. V'lo tema kana ana v'gavar rabba ana v'sanya b'milsa. Person should get a profession. Pashut nevel ta b'shuka. Have a profession of dealing with nevelas and take schar for it, rather than say I'm kahana and I'm a great person, and this is beneath me to deal with this. With these. V'sanya b'milsa. So kahana ana. Who's talking here? So Rav Kahana is talking. So does that mean kahana ana? So is he saying I'm kahana, or is this saying I'm a kohen? So this is a machlokas we've shown him. If you remember back, Tosis talks about this a number of places. We had this earlier in Psachim on Daf Mem Tesam Abayz, where there Rav Kahana is mentioned, and Tosis says there are two different gemaras. One gemara seems to say Rav Kahana was a kohen. Why he took Pidyon HaBen, if he took money for Pidyon HaBen, and other Gemara seems to say that he's not a Kohen. Sometimes Tosfos says there are two Rav Kahanas, some say Tosfos here, and in Kiddushin says, no, maybe he took Pidyon HaBen because of his wife was a Bas Kohen. There was a sheet in Mesechus Bechoros that that's good enough. So that's another idea, it's a big Kiddush, and then he quotes, V'hada Amar Ba'ari Psachim, Ar Gemara, where he says, Kahana Ana, Lo Bishvil Shahaya Kohen, Ela Shekach HaYashmo. Might just be, hey, no, it's, look, I'm Rosner. Come on, how can you do this? Right? So he says, Kahana, so it might not be Kohen. So Tosfos, few places, works out all the Gemaras, whether he was a Kohen. But what about this whole attitude and mentality? Somebody should rather do anything and take the, say, I'm a Gavar Rabba, he should not say that, and he should work for a living. So this is a major discussion in the Poskim. Again, we can't get into all this now, I'll just mention one Rambam, and one Rama, and one Rav Moshe. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, somebody who puts himself to learn Torah, if somebody devotes his life to learning Torah, and he doesn't sit and make a living a little bit, and he's misparnis from staka, what are we waiting for the Rambam to say? He's a wonderful person. What did the Rambam say? Hareza chilul es Hashem, ubiza es haTorah, v'kiba ma'or hadas. He has extinguished the light of the religion. V'garam ra'al la'atzmo. V'notal chayev min ha'olam haba. This is not just a pashut phrase, the Rambam says. L'fi sha'asur le'anos b'divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. Amru chachamim kalanena b'divrei Torah. Notal chayev min ha'olam. V'yotzi v'chachamim min perkiyavos. L'tasi matar l'zgadol bahem. V'lokardom lachber bahem. Etc. Ahovis ha'malacha usnas ha'rabanus. The Rambam is very strong. There are a lot of makoros on both sides of the issue. The Rambam is very strong in terms of not taking money for learning, not taking money for sitting in kolel, not taking money for being a rab or being a rebbe. The Rambam says a mefurish. All of these are tasi matar lezgadabahem. So if you take the Rambam, this is all asr.
Where is that Rambam?
In Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. There is also a Rambam in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim that says something similar, I think. I didn't get to find it. But if you look in the Ramah, the Rama is somewhat different. Again, there are many Rishonim and many Gemaras that talk about this.
According to the Rama, isn't there a very big difference in somebody whose job is to be a teacher as opposed to somebody who's...
The Rambam is not mechalik. Oh, so can you be mechalik between own personal learning versus learning l'shem being a teacher? So we'll get to Rav Moshe in a minute. But the Rambam is not mechalik beferish, but that's called schar batala. The post schar batala, schar that you would get for not doing something else. So it's a big issue. The Rama writes in Hilchas Talmud Torah, the lo yachsho in a Torah, the Torah is not mekuyim unless somebody devotes their life to it, to mitzar gufo tamid. And then he says, the lo yachsho v'adam lasuk b'torah v'liknos osher v'kavod ima limud, ki mi shemala machshav azu b'libo, eino zocho l'kisra shol Torah. El yachsho Torah so kevo malachtecho arai, v'yumai b'esek, v'yasuk b'torah, v'yasuk t'adu giyaz b'mi libo, v'yasem malachu kol yom kedei chayav. You have to work a little bit, but says the most of it has to be related to learning. That which the Rambam says, etc., etc., he quotes this, That's only if you can do both. But if you're going to have to go to work and you're not going to be able to sit and learn about Kabbalah Chacham, better to sit and learn, etc., etc. That's the Ramah. It's a long Ramah, 20-line Ramah here. I'm not reading the whole thing. But he has a little different mentality than what the Rambam had said. He quotes what all the Chazals of the Rambam said and says it's talking about this type of person. Rav Moshe in Yerodeya, in Beis Kuf Tezayin, has a tshuva about this, 1964, Tezayin Elul. He says, what about Behinei B'dar Talmud Chacham that wants to learn Torah, Ulahachim B'Bidiyas HaTorah, and get parnasa from a portion that he gets from his kolel, v'chein harabanim hanotz l'mpras, v'hamalamdim in talmidim, he says it all beferish, v'rashi yeshivos hanotz l'mpras l'parnasa sam, ibshaper avdi, o yesh mawa harher achar zeh, v'yamidus chasidus, shalol his parnes, el lamasa yadav. So he goes through a whole tshuva where a rav, or a rashi yeshiva, should not have to have another job. Because then they wouldn't be able to do their work properly. If they have to have a business on the side, they have to be a stock guy on the side, and in that way make some money, and then be able, he's able to prepare the shiur properly. If he's going to have to sit for the whole morning and be involved in business, and then he's going to have to sit down and prepare a shiur or to answer shilus. If a person is not halavai, many of us should sit and learn all day. But if somebody is Osek Avodas HaKodesh, somebody is a Rosh Hashiva, somebody is a Rebbe, somebody is a Rav, so Rav Moshe says he shouldn't have to have other work. The station should provide for him. Why? Because in our day and age, unless you have if you're full time in Torah Avodas HaKodesh, you're not going to be able to do it. And if anybody says otherwise, says Rav Moshe, it's the Eitz Hara. He says Shavade Iyefsha Lashum Adam Lehiskaus Velomar Shehu Yachol Lasus Balachu Lahakim Batora Lo Yala Machshavascha Atzas Hayetzer Hara Sheish BeKabbalas Apras Delomdim BeKolim Apras DeRabbanim UMelamdim Rashi Yeshivas Eza Chait VeChisaron Midas Chasidus. So it's not right. Rav Moshe is not machalik between for others and for oneself. He says Kolel. Does he say? Does he mean any? This limit on does it have to be l'shem teaching others? That's a separate issue about one's own learning versus learning l'shem teaching and l'shem being a rav or a rebbe. So again, that's a major issue. This Gemara just touches on it. These are three sources: the Rambam, the Ramah, and Rav Moshe. But again, it's part of a larger issue. Okay, but that's all related to this line. This is one of the lines that's quoted. Pshotan vel to Peshulka, v'shokel agra. V'lotema, that I'm a great person. Okay, let's continue. Salkis le'igra, so we have some life-helping hints on today's daf. Salkis le'igra, shirusach bahadach. Even if you go to a place very close, even like to your roof, shirusach bahadach, always take a snack along. Always take food with you whenever you go somewhere. Meya kari b'masa bezuza. Even if in the city that you're going to, you could get 100 gourds for a zuz, meaning things are very cheap there, take something small, who knows what's going to happen on the road, always take snacks along. Even if you're going to say it's cheap where you're going, always take something along to eat. Don't drink sama. What is sama? Rashbam, don't drink samim. Samim, some type of medicines. Vest. You're going to become addicted to certain medicines if you take too much of them. Sounds like medical painkillers. You know, don't take too much of these medicines, says the Rashbam, because you're going to end up becoming addicted to them. You're going to have to pay for them. You're going to look for them. You're going to lose money. V'yafilu l'refuah lo tishti im efshal l'refuah acheres. Not even for refuah. Don't do that. Lo tishti sama. Don't do it. You're going to become addictive. Vlotishvi nigra, don't jump over rivers or brooks. Don't jump in a place where you could have walked, because it's you're not supposed to take psias gaso, says Rashi. So one should walk in a kavadika manner. Vlotayaker kacha, don't take out your teeth. If one is sick, don't take out your teeth. I saw in the Margalis Hashas, it quotes from the stifler. The stifler never had a tooth removed. He always had it waiting for it to fall out, even if it was when he was in extreme pain, based on this Gemara. At the end of his life, he had to take one out, because it was very, very giving him a bit toothache, and then he told the dentist, it was the first time in his life he had a tooth removed. So it was the end of his life. Okay. Vloteker kacha. Vlotekane bechivya. Don't start up with a snake. Of course you're not going to start up with a snake. If there's a snake in your house, don't try to get it out yourself. Wait for it to go out itself. And also don't start up with an Arimian. There are three people you should not start out with. Young, Nachri's, snakes, or students. My taima, what's wrong with starting up with a young student? The malchusayhu, their malchus, achorei utnayhu kohi, is behind their ears. In other words, who knows what these people are going to be when they grow up? You know, these, once had a Rebbe that said, remember, your students will probably be your board. So you gotta be careful with them. So that's a phrase that the Rabbanim always have to keep in mind, or teachers in high schools have to keep in mind. You know, the youth is, their malchus is behind their ears, meaning they're gonna get older one day, and you gotta make sure that you give them an avas haTorah, an ava of life. So that's what you gotta be careful with the young. Why dafka the ears? They're behind the ears. There's a Ben Yehoyada that says there are three main senses on the that we are involved in life, and that is seeing, talking, and hearing. It doesn't talk about smelling. There's seeing, talking, and hearing. He says, seeing and talking, Hashem gave us a guard. Hashem gave us dlosos. He gave us doors, right? Eyelids and lips. He says we have doors, so we have to have siyata d'shmaya, and we have to have, you know, active participation in talking or seeing. Right? We can just close our eyes and not look and not see. By hearing, there's no guards. There's no delasos. Memela, we hear everything. Memela, you know, I can do about it. Okay, the Gemara Ksuba says you can stick your earlobe in, not the ear lashon hara. But again, that's a little more active. But really, hearing happens memela. So that's the illusion that their malchus is behind their ears, that it's going to happen memela. You're not even going to realize it. These kids are going to grow up, and they're going to be in charge. Or this Nachri. A Nachri child is going to grow up, and he's going to be the emperor. So that's why Dafka says the Ben Yoyada, it picks Dafka behind the ears, because ears is a sense that happens memela. It's a big Musar Haskel that we have to make sure, we have to be careful about what we hear. So I was just talking to you yesterday how it's... how Lashon Hara is much more easily mefursam and mefarsam with the internet. Again, all that, out of all the good things about the internet, it's one of the major... I've never been on a blog, but somebody told me last night that blogs are a major, major problem. And we might say we're not even contributing, but if you just read a blog, right? A blog is like all people's different conversations, and it can be anonymous. So you don't even have to be the one. Oh, it used to be that you're embarrassed to say Lashon Hara, but now you can just put it out there. You can put it out there. Oh, what? It wasn't me, what? Very dangerous. So that's what it says. The sense of hearing and that seeing. But okay, we're going to get to more Lashon Hara. I just felt came up now. But we have to be very careful with all the technology that we have. We're in control of the halacha. Third wide line. Amar le Rav laivu brei. Rav says to Ivu his son, Tarchim chashmait savla mesai milsa. I've tried to learn with you. It hasn't worked. Ta'ag marach milu da alma. Let me teach you some ways of the world. Let me give you some musar about life. First to talk about what do you mean it didn't work. It relates to the story of the Netziv, where the Netziv's father told him, you know, it mentioned that a couple times, that, you know, I'm sorry, it's not working. The Netziv had a dream that night, that he goes up to Shemayim, and in Shemayim they say, where's the Netziv? And he says, what do you mean the Netziv? I'm not telling to Yehuda. I'm a shoemaker, I'm a good person, I'm a Shomer Shabbos. They say, where's the Netziv? Where's the Hemek Shiltos? Where's the Harchev Davar? He says, what are you talking about? So he had a dream that night that really he was supposed to be the Netziv, not just Naftali Tzvi Yehuda. And therefore he went back and he was Osek and he became the Netziv. Yeah, that's the potential story. Okay, so says Rav thought Ivo, he was supposed to be Ivo. He was not supposed to be Rav. So he was Ivo. So he says, I'm going to tell him, you bili da alma. Adachala akarech zvinach zavin. When the sand is still in your feet, sell your goods. In other words, right when you come in from the road, make sales. Don't wait till you till you're there for a while. Call me Lizavin Vitzacharet. Anytime you make a sale and you have charata, you think you could have gotten more money, so that's understandable. You can have charata. Bar mechamra, except for wine. If you sell wine, don't have charata. The zavin v'lo tzacharet, because that you sell, don't have charata. Because who knows? Maybe the wine could have turned into vinegar if you would have kept it by you. Shari kisech psach sakech. When you sell something, first open up your pocket, meaning collect the money, and then give out the produce of whatever you're selling. Kava me'ara velokura me'igra. Better is making a kav from your own land than a kura, literally from the roof, but from far away. In other words, better to make less money and be closer to home than to make more money and have to work somewhere far. Also an important message. Tamra b'chaluzech lebeis sudna rohit. If you have a lot of dates in your date container, lebeis sudna rohit, run to the beer maker, run to the brewery. Because don't keep a lot of dates around, Once you have enough dates, then run to the brewery to make beer. Yarkama, how much? Amarava atlas saw. Even if you only have 3 saw of dates, that's enough to go to make you run to the brewery. Amarav Papa, Ilodramai Shikra, Loyatri. If I wouldn't have made beer, I wouldn't have become rich. Ikadamri Amarav Chizda, Ilodramai Shikra, Loyatri. If I wouldn't have made, Rav Chizda says, I wouldn't have become rich. My Sudna, where does the word Sudna come from to mean a brewer? Amarav Chizda, Sod Na'e Vegemilas Chasadim. Sudna is Sod Na'e, a nice secret. Vegemilas Chasadim, and making the beer will give you some money, and then that money you'll be able to give for tzedakah, and that will be Gemilas Chasad. Amar Papa, Kol Agav Gavya Boy. Any agav, any document that you have that says that you are owed money, a milveh, a shtar amana, any of those, it needs collection. Gavya Boy. Don't think you collected things yet. Once you have an IOU, you don't have the money yet. Kol Ashroi, anything that you sell on credit, Safik Asi, Safik Lo Asi, who knows if the person's going to pay? Uda Asi, and even if they do pay, Moz Rosen, it could be they're going to pay little by little, they're not going to give you a gazunta amount of money at once in order to invest with. 3 things Rabbi Yochanan said. Don't be in the front lines of battle. Why? Go out last so that when the army comes back and runs away, you'll be the first to be back in the city. Very difficult line. The Yavit says we're talking about a Melchemes Rishus. Okay, Melchemes Rishus even. We usually think that Acharai. We think, you know, David HaMelech, the Jewish kings were on the front lines. But Ben Yoyada gives up shot. But this is, in a certain sense, you know, take precautions even in battle. The Yasei Shabbat Chachov Atitzarech Labrius, what we had yesterday. The Avi Mishtad Lamisha Ashotar B'Vesacheskeslo, also we had yesterday. Go and be with people who are having good mazel. Shloshet Dvar Mar Rishu Ben Levi B'Shemashi Yerushalayim Al Tarbe Begagos or Beginos to the Gersos B'Shemaisa Shahaya. Don't be marbe, don't be in public places for a long time, either on the roof or in the gardens. Maisa Shahaya, Rashi and Rashbam say David and Basheva. But what happened to them was because Basheva was in a public place, she was doing the laundry in a public place, and that led to the whole story, part of it. Obviously, even though David was held accountable as well, but one should not be such always out in the public. Bitcha Bagra, once your daughter becomes mature, a bogeres, shachrer avtacha, free your slave, v'teimla. And you could marry your, once she's freed, then you could marry them together. But once your daughter is older, again, you shouldn't have single men in the house with single daughters on a kavua basis. Farshim talk about here, there is an Isser Daraisa called the Olam Behem Tavodu. Right? One is not allowed to free slaves. So what do you mean, shachrer avtacha? Right, we had a similar Gemara in Maseches Brachas. Maseches Brachas, we have the story. Rav Elazar Shichrer Avdo Lashlim Ola Asara. He would free a slave to make a minion. So the Mefarshim also asks there. What about Lolam Pahem Tavodu? The Gemara there asks Lolam Pahem Tavodu. Our answer is a mitzvah derabim shiny. But this doesn't seem like a mitzvah derabim. So what about why is that mutter? So Tosfos there also says maybe Utsorach Mitzvah is mutter. This is also Utsorach Mitzvah maybe. But there is an important Ran. It's a Ramban also. There's an important Ran. The Ran in Gittin on Daf Chafam Abayis in the Daf Arif, where he says, maybe we have to understand the Isser of Shichrer Avdo. This Isser of Shichrer Avdo isn't a per se Aveira always applying. The Isser is B'ish Matarzim. Shalo Amr Torah La'olam Hem Tavodu Ela Mishum Shalo Yitem Lohem Ma'nas Chinam. In other words, says the Ran, the Isser of Shichrer Avdo is only when it is a Matnas Chinam. It's not that you have it's Usser, but shame this, you're allowed to do the Aveira. The Aveira is defined as Shichrer Avdo for nothing. That's the Aveira. But if there's a purpose for Shichrer Avdo, then there is no Isser. It's not that it's like Hutra, it doesn't exist. Shichrer Avdo is only Usr L'Shem Matnas Chinam, like L'Osachanim. But the second that it's for a purpose, L'Shem Mitzvah, or here it's for a purpose, to keep Tznius, so then the Isr, there's no Isr. The only Isr is when it is Matnas Chinam. That is the Ran's Chiddush of a limitation inherent in the Isr itself. Okay, continuing. V'havi Zahir B'Ishtacha Mechasna HaRishon. A woman should be careful from her first son-in-law, or any son-in-law, the poskim say. The son-in-law is not supposed to live with the in-laws. My taima, two reasons. Rav Chizkiya Amar B'Shem Erva, something might happen between the son-in-law and the mother-in-law. Rav Kahana Amar B'Shem Mamon, because he is going to use all the money. The Havaha is new, and both are true. And so this is the Gemara seems to say that you're not allowed to live with the in-laws after you get married. So the question is, you know, are there haterim bismanazet? We see it all the time. We see it all the time that people live with the in-laws. So Tosfos and Kiddushin says, Daf Yud Beis Mabeis, Tosfos says, Tosfos says, bismanazet, we live in the in-laws' house. Why? Because they live there for free. So everybody knows why they're living there. They're getting a good deal. If they would be paying for it, then you have to be choshesh why they're living there. But they're living there for free. They're living for free. Everybody knows that's the reason that they're living there. They're not going to be worried about anything. The Ravid says if they have their own place, they have their own room, their own area, that's also maybe a reason lehetter. That's only talking about those days where you weren't miyachi lo makom. But again, in general, there are heterim bisman hazeh. There is a tshuva that Odebi Yehuda, which we've touched on a couple years ago. It's a fascinating tshuva for various issues. We spoke about this before Rosh Hashanah a couple years ago. The tshuva is about a person, Simon Lamed Hey, Aleph Lamed Hey, about a person who writes to the Odebi Yehuda that he's been mizaneh for 3 years with his mother-in-law. Now it's his mother-in-law, because now he's engaged to the daughter. And what should he do? Should he tell the father because there's an isser of a person has to not allowed to live with one's wife if there was a zunus of aishas ish baratzon? And he has this whole tshuva. That's part A. Does he have to say, he's doing tshuva now? He's about tshuva. He's learning. He feels very bad. What should he do? So number one is three shilas. Number one, does he have to say anything? Kavod abrios. But does he have to prevent somebody from doing an aveira? Number two is, does he have to? He's worried about the Pagam Mishpacha. It's an upstanding family. This is going to be terrible for the family. Number two is, how does he do tshuva? How many fast days? How many this? How many that? So he goes through this whole tshuva. In that tshuva, he talks about, the Nodi Behuda talks about the concept of tshuva. That's what we spoke about this. He says, for 3 years, you could fast the whole life of Misushelach. It won't be enough. He says, Afilu, Yospikolo Shnos Misushelach, Lemisbar Ta'anios, Bechuvas HaMishkal. And he has a whole tshuva where he doesn't believe in fast days. He thinks fast days, nowhere in the Gemara does it say you should fast for tshuva. So he talks about what you should do to do tshuva. But that's related to the tshuva. But anyway, the tshuva is about a mother-in-law and a son-in-law. That's why I'm mentioning this here. At the end, we usually don't. But you can look it up by yourself. Fascinating tshuva about what are the ways of tshuva. He goes back to kavod abrios versus revealing somebody, comes up halacha l'maisa. Let's say somebody knows something about somebody else, and a person is living in sin. Do I have a chiyuv? Do I have an achrayas to say something? I'm only one aid. Then the Buddha says, maybe he's not going to believe the person. But do you have to tell him? Because that's, you have to know. You have to do your part. But if he's not going to believe you anyway, do you have to tell him? So he goes back and forth in that tshuva. But anyway, that's a mother-in-law, son-in-law tshuva. Okay. Vayter in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosha minochle olam haba. Three people get olam haba. And nachla means it comes to you without even working. Right, without amelus. It's nachla. The Elohein. Hadar be'eretz Yisrael. Somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, a tremendous milah. V'amagadol pot adar. It doesn't just say visit. It says dar. Dar be'eretz Yisrael. V'amagadol banav l'talmud Torah. If somebody sends his kids to yeshiva. V'amagadol banav l'talmud Torah. V'hamavdil al hayayin b'motzoi shabbosos. And if you make Abdullah on Motzi Shabbos on wine. So mahi, what's great about that? To mishayer mikidusha la'avdalta. No, you leave over from wine of kiddush for avdalah, meaning you only have a little bit of wine, and you don't drink it all on Shabbos. You make sure that you have wine for avdalah as well. Many of the Bali Musar say, what does this mean? It means you take some of the kiddush of Shabbos into avdalah, into the week. You're mishayer mikidusha la'avdalta, meaning Shabbos affects and infects your entire week. That's mishayer mikidusha la'avdalta. There are three people that Hashem screams about all day. In other words, he's very excited about these people. A single person who lives in a city and does not sin. Because he has a lot of temptations. Doesn't say that you should be single, but if a person is single and he has temptations and he still doesn't sin, that's wonderful. A poor person who finds money, finds an object and returns it to its owner. Doesn't keep it. Also a temptation. And an usher who takes off maisris bitzina. Bitzina, he doesn't make a big deal about what he's doing, giving staka. He doesn't need the plaque on the wall. He's an usher who does what he's supposed to do. Rav Safra, Rav Kadar Bakrachavai. Rav Safra was a single person in the city. Tani Tana Kamid Rava. So he heard this statement that Hashem loves people like him in front of Rava. Rav Safra Tzavu Panav. The Rav Safra's face started shining. He's like, oh, Hashem talks about me every day. Amar lo Rava. Rava says to him, no, sorry. Lachagon mar. No, not like you, sitting in the base medrash all day. Elachagon Rav Chanina, Rav Oshia. They're the ones that Hashem is happy about. Vavi ushchavi ba'arad Yisrael. They're shoemakers in Eretz Yisrael. Vavi yasvi b'shuki de Zonos. They sit in the marketplace of Zonos. Va'avdi la misani la Zonos. They make shoes for them. Va'ayli luhu. And they come into the store. Inu mistakli behu, inu lo mazlin enayu listakule behu. They look. They, the Zonos, look at these great rabbis, and these great rabbis don't look at them. Umum sayu achi, and these Zonos swear in their name. Umum says a shvua. Bechayeyan rabbanan kadisha debarad Yisrael. And I swear in the name of these great rabbis. Meaning this was like they knew, realized their kadusha. Period. It doesn't mean that this is a good idea. It just means that we believe there are many sources that relate that one is not supposed to put themselves into a situation of Nisayan. Right? Rav Moshe says this on Parshas Vayeshev, where it uses a double lashon by Yosef, Vayonas Vayetze Achutza. Vayonas, he ran away from the situation. Vayetze Achutza by Yosef Potifar, he ran out. He doesn't want to even be in the state of Nisayan. So we definitely believe never to be. The Meshech Chachma also needs of him about this, but we don't want to put ourselves in the state of Nisayan. Because we're talking about a case where the Ein Breira. They had to make a living, so they had to be in this state. If you're in this state, and person is Kovish Ter Yetzer, so that is a great thing. Next, Shlosha Kadosh Baruch Hu Avon, three people Hashem loves. Misha Eino Koes, somebody doesn't get angry. Spoken in the past about the detriments of getting angry. Kala Koes Kila Ovid Avodah Zarah. Anger is a tremendously evil midah. Misha Eino Koes, Umisha Eino Mishtaker, somebody who doesn't get drunk. A person who is not makpid about his midos. Somebody who is ma'avir amidosav. People who let things slide. People who say it's okay. People who don't take things personally. That's a person that Hashem loves. Amazing lashon. Hashem loves these people. Eino koeis, eino mishtaker, and eino ma'amid amidosav. Shlosha Kadosh Baruch Hu Sona. Three people Hashem hates. Hamadaber echad bepev echad belev. Somebody who speaks one thing with his mouth and think something else with his heart. Vahayodeya edus b'chaveiro ve'eno me'elo. Somebody who knows edus for his friend and does not tell him. Right? You know you can help out your friend and you don't tell him, so that is something that Hashem does not like. And finally, v'haroe dvar erba b'chaveiro u'meyid bo yechidi. Somebody who knows something about his friend, he's only one aid, yet he still tells it. He knows he's not going to be able to do anything. He's only one aid. Yet he still wants to be malshin him to get. I want to put it out there. I want people to hear it. You're only one aid. You need two aidim. So what, it's not going to be effective anyway. No, I have to say it. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like that. It's not going to be moel anyway. Kihal liked the story of Tuvia and Zankit. Kihal the Tuvia chata. Tuvia was sinned. Ve'asa zegod l'chudei. Ve'asa mikami dira papa. And he came before in front of Rapapa, and he testified in front of Rapapa. Not Dila Zegud. Rapapa whipped Zegud. Amar Lei, famous line. Famous line if you learn Hilchas Lashon Hara, any of the Svarim. In Shmiras HaLashon, he quotes this all the time. Tuvia Chatov Zegud Mingid. I don't do it. Tuvia did it wrong. What did I do? What are you whipping me for? What are you whipping me for? He says to Rapapa. Amar Lei in, yeah. Tachsiv, you did something wrong. Lo Yakam Erechad Be'ish Ves L'chudech Vat L'chudech Astis Bey. No, it says, one aid is not effective. And you came yourself. Shame Rabba Alma Kamafkis Bay. So you obviously were just being Malshin, and therefore I'm whipping you. So therefore, this is one of the Makoros for Lashon Hara. One of the major Makoros in Shas for Lashon Hara is this line. Tuvia Chatov Zegud Mangid? Because what are you saying, Lashon Hara? It's not effective. There is many sort, the Chovas Halavavos, and other, and the Archa Sadikim is quoted here in the B.R.I. Daf, that all talk about, there's an idea in many of the Svarim that if you say Lashon Hara about somebody who did something wrong, so you get the onesh as if you did it. You get the onesh as if you did it. That's the power of Lashon Hara. You say somebody did it, so it's like Kasher Zomam, kind of, Kasher Zomam, similar idea. So that's the pshat here. Tuvia Chatov Zegud Mangid. Yeah, you're going to get Malkus, because it's like you get the Averis from him. So that's the message of the, that's what the Kashuk lover says here in the Eretz Tzvi. There is also a beautiful Rashbam, an amazing Rashbam here, that you're Shemra Kamafkis Ba'alma. Look at the Rashbam, fourth Rashbam. Shemra Hu Kamafkis Ba'alma. Me'acha She'enat Ha'ne'eman Be'edus Lois Kabalei Dusach. Since you're not Ne'eman, your edus is not going to be accepted. Ein Lecha Alecha Mitzvah La'ha'id. Hariata Over Al Lav Delo Selech Rachil. You get the impression from the Rashbam that every time you give edus, even with two people, it's really kind of an ase docha los ase. How could you testify that Reuben killed Shimon? It's Lashon Hara. You know what? There's a mitzvah zaseh that's doche. There's an aseh, the mitzvah to give edus. There's an aseh doche lo saseh. But says the Rashbam, the second that there is no mitzvah of edus, you're only one person, so it falls back to the Yisrael, lo seidach rachil. So it sounds like from the Rashbam that by all edus, you have to be wary, because, and you have to be careful maybe how much you say in Beis Din. You can only say exactly what's needed. But every edus has this aseh and lo saseh. It's the mitzvah of edus which allows you to be doche the lo seidach rachil. That's the pressure that you get from the Rashbam. Amar Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Mutar L'Sanoso. Not only, you're not allowed to tell the edus of somebody if you're only one person, but you're allowed to hate him. Shneamar, Ki Tirech Amar Sonacha Raveis Takas Masa'o. Pasuk says, if you see your enemy's donkey under its burden, so what kind of enemy are we talking about there? By Sone, Ilema Sone Nachri. Are we talking about a Sone who's a Nachri who's not Jewish? Batanya Sone Shamri Sone Yisrael Velosone Nachri. No, we have a Mesora that we're talking about a Sone Yisrael. Elopshita Sone Yisrael. But Umishayel Meseya, you allowed to hate Jews? Vahakziv, Losis Azachicha Bilvavacha. You're not allowed to be a Sone. So who are we talking about? Ella must be Dikasadi Davidi Surah. What? So we're talking about a case where there are Edim, that somebody did an Avera, that's why Mutal Sanoso? Says the Gemara, Kuli Amanami Misti Sunilai. No, that everybody hates him. So what do you mean, your enemy? So Maishno, hi, what about, why are you unique? Elalav, Ki Agavna. It must be talking about this kind of case. The Chazibe Ihu Dvar Erva, where you saw him, only one eight saw him do something, so you don't have to be his best friend, says the Gemara. Right? You don't have to be his best friend. You know he's a Balavarian, so you don't have to be his best friend. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, not only Mutar L'Sanoso, but Mitzvah L'Sanoso. Shenemar Yiras Hashem Sin Asra. Right, you have to hate the Ra. Some Bali Musar say that this doesn't mean hating him, hating the Aveira in him. Right, that's Sin Asra, not Sin As, the Russia. Sin Asra, you have to hate the bad. Right, like Bruria told Rabbi Meir, right, Chataim and not Chotim, all the way at the beginning of Brachos. Okay, Amar Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav l'Ravashi, Ma'al l'Meim b'Leil l'Rabbi l'Mishnei. Are you allowed to tell his Rebbe about what happened in order that the Rebbe should hate him, or the Rebbe should give him tochacha? Amar Leil Iyada d'Mehem l'Rabbi k'Beitrei Leim Leil V'Lo Lo Leim Leil. If the Rebbe's going to trust you, okay, but if not, then no, because it's just going to be Malshin then. Tana Rabbanon Shlosha Chayim Enem Chayin. Three people, their lives are not lives. Harachmanim v'Harashchanim v'Anine Hadas. People who have too much rachmanis, meaning they're going to go crazy every day. They're going to hear about tsaras about anybody in the world. They're such rachmanim that they're not going to be able to live life normally. Raschanim, people who are always getting angry. Va'anine hadas, and people who are very delicate personalities. Also, these people, chayim einam chayim. Made them rachmanim. It says that too much even though rachmanis is a Jewish trait, but the Gemara here says that too much of it is not good. Okay, remember, tomorrow we'll start off with the Vart about the Avraham and the Akedah. I just want to get through a little more, but that's on this line about how too much rachmanis is also chayim einam chayim. V'yam Rav Yosef kulu isnu bi. Rav Yosef, I got all of them. I have all three midas in me. Tanur Rabbanan. Shlosha sonim zezeh. The following three groups. Each being in the group hate each other. The Elohim, a klavim, ba tanagolim, ba chaverim. Dogs, chickens, and chaverim is a nation of that was in it from a certain place. V'yeshomer rafazonos. V'yeshomer af talmidei chachamim shebebavel. They also are very competitive. Gemaras and Shabbos talk about it. Why exactly they have such feelings for each other? Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Ovan Zezeh. Three people love each other. Ve'elohein ha-gerim, gerim within gerim, because they're all in the same boat. Avadim ba'arvin and ravens, because they're not the most popular bird. So therefore they like each other. Arba'a ein adas avotan. Four types of people. They're very annoying, it sounds like. And people cannot bear to have them near them. The Elohein, Dal Ga'er, a poor person who is a Balgaiva, a person who was in a lowly state of the society, and he's a Balgaiva. But Ashir, a rich person, Machachesh, who's constantly denying that he has money to pay back his debtors. Vizakain Minaif, somebody who is a Zakain, who is past his time of life to be a Minaif, and he's still a Minaif. Uparnas Miskal at Sibra Bachinam. And a leader who takes authority upon himself for nothing, without doing anything for the Tzibur. V'yesh Omrim, Afa Magarish Zishtra Parmi Shona Vishnia Machzira. Also, somebody who divorces their wife once or twice and takes her back. But Tanakama, why did the Tanakama include that last person? Zimna de ksubasa maruba. No, because sometimes people will say, you know, look, he can't pay his ksub anymore. He has to marry her again. It's too much. Inami ish labaname men, or she has kids and he can't bear to be away from his kids. Volmati magarishla. That's why people give him these excuses, and he's not one of the beings of Inda Sovalta. Chamisha dvarim siva kananes banav. Five things Kanan told his children. The Rashbam says he didn't really tell his children this, but it's kind of like these are their midos. So it's as if he told them. Avu zezel, love each other. V'avu es hagezel, and love stealing. V'avu es hazima. V'sinu es adonechem, hate your masters. V'al tadabru emes, love each other and do everything else wrong. There's a Rav Dessler that says that in Chela Gimel, that how could you have love of each other and also love stealing? How does that work? So he says, no, you think about bandits. Think about robbers. They all love each other. They all love each other, not because they love each other, but because they don't want to get caught. So because you love stealing, because you love doing all this bad behavior, that's why you group together and you love each other. But it's because of this ulterior motive. That's how it could all work together, of Avu Zazem, also with Avu Zagazem. Shisha Dvarim Namru Basus, six things are said about a horse. Oeves Aznus, Oeves Amolchama, he loves war, Berucho Gasa, Umoes Es Hashena, V'Ochel Harbe, Umotze Kima, and even though he eats a lot, he does not, his waist is not a lot. A horse also, some say, is not loyal to his master in battle. Shiva menudin l'shamayim. There are seven people that are excommunicated to heaven. V'yeloein, Yehudi she'ein lo isha. A Jew who does not have a wife because of his own volition. He chooses not to have a wife. V'sheyesh lo isha ve'ein lo banim. Or he chooses to get married and not to have children. Right? If somebody doesn't have children, Rachmana l'Islan, it's not the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to try our best. What did the Gemara say? What's the question after 120 years? Gemara in Shabbos? Asakta b'periyah v'rivya, not kiyamta. Asakta! You gotta try! That's it. V'sheyesh lo banim ve'ein magad l'tam ha'Torah. You have kids and you don't give them a Jewish education. V'sheyein lo tefillin b'rosho, u'tefillin b'zroho, v'tziz b'bigdo, b'ziz b'pischo, v'hamoneah, all those things. If you don't do these mitzvos, you're menudah l'shamayim. V'hamoneah min olam meraglo. Or if you go around barefoot. We've had that before. Shoes are very important. We'll stop there. Even if you don't sit at a Chabur Shal Mitzvah, what's a Chabur Shal Mitzvah? Look at the Rashbam. Bris Mila. This Rashbam is the makar for not inviting to a bris. When you go have a bris, usually we should say when the bris is, not please come. Because to say no to a bris, that's right here. You're menudah l'shamayim. Because that might be a mitzvah d'oraisa, a su'udas bris mila, there's a makoros by Yitzchak. So that is why the minhag is to let people know when the bris is, but not to actually invite. Because you don't want them to have to violate this Rashbam, eino mesa b'chaber shal mitzvah. Okay, we'll talk more about this a little bit tomorrow, plus the Bard and the Akedah, and then we will move on. Hagutin. Teishir, lefanishmas. Anybody? Is there a sponsor? No? Okay. Shmup.